The real dove.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, I want to learn a Rashi from this past Shabbos together. It's a beautiful sugya. Vayera elav Hashem be'elon emame v'hu yoshev pesach ha'ol kachom hayom. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham where? Be'elon emame. And he's sitting at the entrance of his tent kachom hayom. So the question that's bothering Rashi is, why did Hashem appear to Avraham in Elon Mamre? First of all, what is Elon Mamre?
The plains of Mamre.
Okay, it's actually Machlokas in the Medrash. You mean the plains of Mamre? It's the palace of Mamre. Okay. Is Mamre a person? Is Mamre a location? We're going to assume that Mamre is one of Avraham's friends in Talmidim, and Hashem appears to Avraham in the territory of Mamre. Now, how do I know that that's even significant, right? Meaning, maybe it just happened. Maybe the Torah is giving us a geographical location. Rashi's about to tell us that no, it's a reward for the person Mamre. Before we get to that, why do we even suspect that something interesting is happening?
We already know where he's standing.
Because we already know where he is, exactly. In Source 3 and 4, we already know that Avram's camped out in Elon Mamre. Right? In last week's Parsha, twice it tells us that Avram was Vayeshev Elon Mamre, Vahu Shochein Elon Mamre. So we know Avram's in Elon Mamre. So the fact that the Torah is mentioning it again, telling us the exact location, right, or the general location, that Hashem is appearing to Avraham Avinu, it must be that it's telling us something more. That's how the Mefarshim on Rashi say that Rashi, which is really just the Medrash, knew that there's something here. Okay? So let's delve in. Look at Rashi in source number 2. Be'elon Mamre, right? Why does Hashem appear to Avraham in Elon Mamre? Who should nasan lo eitza al hamila? Lefichach nigla alav b'chalko. Why was Mamre Zocha to host this revelation of God to Avraham Avinu in his backyard? Because Mamre gave Avraham advice about the Bris Milah, and therefore he was revealed in his territory. Nope. Ask a question or two or three or four.
What advice did he give?
What advice did he give?
Who is Mamre?
Who is this guy, right?
We know who Mamre is.
We know who he is in the sense that we've heard his name in the Torah, but we don't really know. I mean, we know who Avraham is.
I'm Aaron Eshkol's brother.
Yeah, okay. He's part of the Chevra. He's part of Bali Bris Avraham. Okay. But still, who is this guy? Who is he? Avraham Avinu, to the degree that we don't know Avraham because he's Avraham Avinu when he's a giant amongst people, as the Pasuk itself calls him. Right? But we know Avraham. Get a sense of who Avram was. Who are Aner, Eshkol, Mamre, these friends of Avram, these contemporaries, these Talmidim? What advice did he give Avram about Bris Milah? And perhaps even more bothersome, in a sense, is the biggest question, is that why was Avram asking anyone's advice? Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu and tells him, I want you to give yourself a Bris Milah. So Avram says, you know what, let me ask around. That's very hard to understand. Well, we'll come back to that question in a minute. But first, let's see what the Medrash says. Where did Rashi get this idea from? It's a Medrash in last week's parsha. That Avraham Avinu went to his three friends, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, and he asked them what they thought about the Bris Milah. Okay, so if you look in source number 5, in the third line, end of the third line, Lama Nikra, first it's a discussion of the Medrash, is Mamre a place, is Mamre a person? And then the Medrash says, V'lama nikra shemo Mamre. Why was he called Mamre? A name reveals something about a person's essence. Right? Mamre. What does it sound like, Mamre? Anyone recognize that word? Mar, a bitterness? Okay, what else?
I mean, it says
it. You can say.
Jesus.
What's bothering the Medrash? If he's such a good guy, as Rashi's about to tell us, right? Rashi told us.
Why does his name mean like a refutation?
Right, why does his name mean a rebellion or a refutation? Right? Mary, like when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Shimuna Hamorim, listen up, you rebels. So it sounds like
he's also a teacher, though.
And he's the one, it's also, yeah, could have a lashon of an educator, that's true. He taught Avraham. Well, part of what the Medrash is getting at, and to the Mefarshim on the Medrash explain, that they're saying, why is Mamre's name rebellious? He seems to be the one who gives Avraham good advice, as Rashi told us. So says the Medrash, Rabbi Zariah b'shem Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Simon, Shehimra ponim of Avraham. That he took, what? He took, he had a chutzpah stand against Avraham Avinu. He was the one who stood up to Avram. He challenged Avram. He rebelled against Avram. He was actually giving Avram advice. Right? But he was the one who was Hayiz Panim, who had a chutzpah towards Avram. Why? B'shash Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LaAvraham Limol. When Hashem told Avram to circumcise himself, Halach V'Nimlach B'Gimel Ohavav. Strong lashon. Avram had three beloved friends. It's hard to imagine, you know. Everyone was a Talmud of Avram. These were his close buddies. So Avram went and he asked his three beloved friends. Amar lo Aner. Aner said to him, Avram, you're going to give yourself a bris milah. Are you crazy? And kill yourself. Kvar ben kuf shana ata. Ata holich mitzaris atzmacha. You're nearly 100 years old. You're going to go and circumcise yourself. Dangerous. Amar lo Eshkol. Eshkol says to Avram, Ma'ata holich u'misayim es atzmacha bein sonecha. You're going to make yourself, Mefarshim explains a hard line to understand what it's even saying. Mefarshim on the Medrash I saw explain that they're saying to Avram, you're going to make yourself vulnerable to your enemies. Meaning if you circumcise yourself, you're going to be weak. And maybe someone who doesn't like you is going to try to take advantage of you when you're sick, when you're weak.
He did just fight.
He's definitely fought his fair share of wars, and maybe someone's waiting to, you know, there's a hit on Avram Avinu. Okay, so don't make yourself vulnerable to your enemies. Terrible idea. So Aner says, bad idea. Eshkol says, bad idea. Amar lo Mamre, the one who stood up to Avram, Mamre. The one who had the confidence to stand up to Mamre, stands up to Avram, and he says to him the following. Elokecha she'amid lecha b'kivshan eish. The God who stood by your side when you were thrown into a fiery furnace. Uva Malachim, the God who helped you to win wars when seemingly you were the underdog. Uva Ravon, the God who helped you survive famine. V'hadavar azeh she'amar lecha lamol, ein ata shomei lo. And now God tells you to circumcise yourself, and you're, all of a sudden you're not sure? So what's going on with you, Avram? I thought you're the bondman. You're the one who got thrown into a fiery furnace. You're the one who lech lecha me'artzecha. You're the one who has the courage to do so many things. All of a sudden now you're not sure of yourself. You don't trust God anymore. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is listening into this conversation and he says, ah, ata nasata lo etza lamul. You gave him such good advice about bris milah chayecha. She'eini nigla alav lo biplotin shel aner. I'm not going to reveal myself in the palace of aner. V'lo biplotin shel eshkol, not in the palace of eshkol. El biplotin shel cha. I'm going to reveal myself to Avram in your palace or in your territory. Okay? That's Mamre. Stood up to Avram Avinu. Pretty courageous. But Chaver, the question that has to bother us so deeply is, why was Avram even asking advice? I'll put the question on the table before I show you some really geshmak Torah. Let's put the question on the table. What was Avram asking advice? Meaning Mamre is basically saying to him, why are you even asking me advice? You went into a fiery furnace. You fought kings. You handled famine. God always took care of you. And again, from Avram's religious perspective, you lech lecha me'artzecha. You had the courage to abandon your family and everything you ever knew for God. Right? You're the one who was, in Pirkei Avos, you were tested with 10 tests of Amud B'Kulan. You passed all of them. What was the Hava mean not to listen to Hashem by Bris Milah? Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's emulating Hashem.
He's emulating Hashem, Nasa Adam.
Exactly.
Okay, so Dov says, right, we know from Bereishis that when Hashem wanted to create man, it says, Nasa Adam, let us make man. We learned the other week, we learned how Nasa Adam is Hashem asking the Bria, everyone, right, everything should donate, man's a sugar animal, made up of all the wild creatures in the jungle. Right, but Nasa Adam, Rashi says that Hashem was Nimlachim Malachim. Hashem took the advice of the Malachim. Why? Not because God needs advice, but to teach Derech Eretz. That a Gadol should be Nimlach with a Katan. But even if you're sure of yourself, even if you're God, it's still humility, it's midos tomos, to take the opinion of others, not to always assume you're right. So Hashem asked the angels, what do you think? So it could be Avram as an expression of what? As an expression of humility. After all, he does say about himself this past Shabbos, Anochi Afar Ve'efer, the humble person, dust and ashes. Right? So maybe Avram, as an expression of humility, wanted to include his friends in the conversation. Okay, good suggestion. What else?
Could be Avram was human.
Could be. Meaning what? He had debts, right? Meaning you could say it's not a kasha. Right? All the Rishonim think it's a kasha. But you could say, what do you mean? This is very inspiring. The same Avram who went into a fiery furnace, same Avram who lech lecha me'artzcha, same Avraham who was going to take his son without questioning to the Akedah. It could be that when it came to Bris Milah, he was, I don't know, he got nervous. So he asked his friends. And we learned from here the importance of having good friends. They give you good advice in times of need. Yeah, could be. It could be. I'll show you just the Rishonim can't fathom the fact that Avram asked advice. Right? Meaning, if he was really asking advice, it's unfathomable. So Dov said, one answer is maybe he wasn't really asking advice, he was teaching Derech Eretz, that he's pretending to ask advice. Right? Some of the Mefarshim say that maybe he was testing his friends. Testing his friends in what way? To see, are they really good guys? Right? Meaning, of course he's going to do what Hashem... He's not a question. Not a question in his mind that he's going to do what Hashem tells him to do. Right? But he wants to see which of his friends are really loyal to Hashem. Because we have to have good friends. We're going to learn a piece in Sichas Aran this week about the importance of surrounding ourselves with good influences. Very, very tiny piece in Sichas Aran, but it's a very important piece in life. Yeah?
Also could be that at this point, Avram knows... Obviously, not all of Derech Hashem, but if Avram knows a bit about Derech Hashem, it could be that he wasn't just testing his friends, but he's aware that if he asks his friends, oh, should I do Bris Milah? And they say, yeah, Hashem will reward them.
So he wants to...
He wants to help, you know, include them in the mix. Share them, even if they don't themselves get... I mean, see, Mamre says, yeah, go for it.
Right.
And he gets a mention in
Torah.
To
start, right. Right, so he's giving them an opportunity to be mishtatif in some small measure. Right. The truth is, the punchline is that Mamre himself actually, according to Chazal, did get a bris milah. So he himself joined, you know, not only did he give out advice, but he actually joined in.
His money in his mouth.
That's a good friend.
That's a good friend, yeah.
He was also trying to be Makari of them.
I want to feel your pain.
It's like the one who shaves. Yeah,
he's very Makari of them, right?
If Mamre also got the bris milah, he was saying to them, oh, you know, it's not actually, I mean, that's like, I'm not so sure about this.
Right. I'm also nervous.
And they're convincing themselves into joining.
Right. I'm also nervous about it, so, what should I do?
We'll do it together, you know.
Right, when they were mechazik him, so they're mechazik themselves, right. There's a lot of possible teaching moments in this in this conversation between Avram and his friends.
Avram's like the ultimate educator.
Right. So this is an educational technique, 100%. The Bali Atosos on Chumash, the Das Sakeno, the Bali Atosos on Chumash, in source number 6, they say it can't be that Avram was actually asking. Right? Where it's bolded. V'teima v'chi odim choshu v'tzadik Avraham. Nice Lashonos. Because such an important choshu person like Avram, a tzadik Avram, who's this nasa be'eser nisyonos v'amed v'kulan. He didn't ask anyone. We don't find the Chazal. He asked, should I lech lecha me'artzecha? Should I jump into a fiery furnace? He did whatever Hashem told him to do. He did. So, eich shal eitza l'amila shetzivah HaKadosh Baruch. How could it be that he asked this? Okay, so before we get to really the main lesson of what Hashem want to teach with and share with you today, I want to just take us on a shtickle journey into something very fun and interesting and informative and creative and obviously not pshat. Okay? In the Tamei HaMinhagim, you know the Sefer Tamei HaMinhagim? Tamei HaMinhagim is this Geshmak Sefer. It's the Tamei HaMinhagim, exactly what it sounds like, the reasons for Minhagim. Right? It's in English also, it's called Right in Reason or something like that. It's a very Geshmak Sefer. It goes through all the...
R-I-T-E.
Yeah, R-I-T-E, right. Correct. So in the Tamei HaMinhagim, which goes through all the holidays and all the things that Jews do and kind of brings interesting reasons why we do what we do. So in the Kuntres Achron, in the footnotes over there, it quotes from a sefer called Tosefes Chaim, who says the following. Maybe Avram had the following debate. Okay, again, obviously this is not pshat, but it's a very interesting thought. And he's not the only one who says it. Others from talk about it as well. He quotes here, he says that maybe Avram had a question. What bracha should I make when I give myself a bris milah? And Mamre, in the words of Rashi, Nasan lo eitza al hamila. He gave him the advice of al hamila. Now, if it sounds wacky, we're going to be marech to try to explain why it's actually a very fascinating conversation. Okay, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Okay? So again, he asked the question in source number 7, how could it be that Avram had a safek? He always did what Hashem asked him to do. So he writes in the towards the end of the third line, in source 7, Raksha Avram Avinu Olav Shalom Hayimesupak Eizu Bracha Yuvarich. Im Yuvarich Al Hamila, Olamul. Right? What bracha do you make when you perform Bris Milah? You say, Asher Kedushanam Tzavet Tzivanu, right? Al Hamila. Or should he say, instead of al, should he say with a le? Right? Should he say lamul? Umamre nasan lo eita levarich al hamila. Kamosha anu mavarchin. The way that we do it, had a bit. And that's what Rashi says. That Mamre was nasan lo eita al hamila. Ratzalomer levarich birchas al hamila. Now, for those who were with us last year, when we learned a little bit of the Sefer Pesachim, you may remember this discussion. Right? Avi certainly remembers this discussion. Okay? Because when the Gemara is talking about Bedikas Chametz and Daf Zayin of a Beis, what does the Gemara make when you do Bedikas Chametz? Right? Abodik Tzarech Sheyavarech. Rav Yehuda's opinion. Ma'im Levarech. So Rav Papa says, in the name of Rava, you should say Le Va'er Chametz. And Rav Papa, in the name of Rava, you should say Al Bior Chametz. And the Gemara says, well, what's the difference between an Al? Is it imply something that has happened, something that's going to happen? So the Gemara says, well, what about Al Hamila? Gemara says, two lines from the end of Source 8, Meisivei, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvosa Mitzvanu Al Hamila. And there Al Hamila is on the mitzvah that's about to happen. So the Gemara says, well, what should you say over there? Hasam Heichi Neima. If not Al Hamila, what would you say? Neima Lamul? You're going to say Lamul? What if I'm not the Malo? Most dads are not the mo'el, right? Most dads are not the mo'el. Not all dads. Some dads are the mo'el. Most dads are not the mo'el. Lo sagi the lav ihu mo'el. So if the mo'el is doing it, then you should say al. So al is the bracha that a person says when what? When it's being performed by someone else. So the Gemara says, but what if avi haben ma'ik l'meima? What if the father actually does the bris milah? So the Gemara says, ein achanami. If the father does the bris milah, maybe you should say lamul. But since it's a mitzvah that can be done al yidei acherim, and that's actually how most probably circumcisions actually take place in the world. So therefore, the more appropriate bracha is al. And therefore, as the Levush clarifies for us in source number 9 in Hilchos Bris Mila, right, we say the bracha of al hamila, and the Levush says where it's bolded, "Wavarech ba'al mipnei shiachola le'asos al yidei acherim." A mitzvah that can be done al yidei acherim, we typically say al. Now, one way to say is the machlokes was Avram struggling with al versus lip. But Dov says, hold on a second, there's something else. Right? There's two brachos that I make at the Mila, and maybe that's part of Avram's suffering, which we're going to get to in a second. Yeah, Don, what do you want to say?
But who gave Avram's first
meal? Oh, so that's right, so you have to ask the question right now, so time out. Where did Avram get his first meal? Who gave Avram his first meal?
Maybe Mamre, yeah.
So, you think Mamre gave it to him?
Avram went first, then he could say Lefnisa Rishishal Ravina to Mamre.
Or Hashem.
Or he gave it
to
him.
Do you need someone who's circumcised to give you a bris milah?
Obviously.
Can someone who's uncircumcised give someone a bris milah?
Well, it would have to be for
Avram. Was there anyone mahal that Avram could have turned to circumcise him?
Shame?
Shame. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Medrash says Shame maybe gave Avram the bris milah. One opinion in the Medrash says Hashem gave him a bris milah. The strangest opinion that I ever found, I'm just remembering now, is a Medrash Tanchuma in last week's Parsha that says that Avraham was trying to figure out how to give himself a bris milah, and a scorpion came by and bit off his arla.
Is that halachically acceptable?
I don't know. Probably not.
Made a bracha.
Probably not. But maybe, could Mamre have given a bris milah? Mamre didn't have a bris milah. Could someone who doesn't have, I mean, if the scorpion counts, I guess Mamre could count. By the way, the Chizkuni says that what does it mean that Mamre give Avraham advice about bris milah? Right, he gave him advice, medical advice about the bris milah. Maybe prior to the meal, but certainly after the meal, he gave him advice how to heal more quickly. That's what the Chizkuni says. And it's actually hinted to, if you think about it, in Mamre's name. Because what's the gematria of Mamre?
281.
Right. So you have a resh, you have an aleph. What happens if you put two mems together? If you put two mems together... 240s becomes 80. 80 is what? What letter?
Pei.
Pei. So Mamre is Gematria Reish Pei Aleph, right? Lashon of Refuah. Right? So it could be Mamre was a doctor. Efshir was a doctor. Maybe he was maybe he had sound medical advice. The other friends are saying, this is going to kill you. And Mamre says, no, I have a little more medical expertise than Aner and Eshkol, and I'm telling you, you're going to be okay. But some say that's what Avraham wasn't asking, should he do a bris milah? Of course, Rabban Shalom told him to do a bris milah. He's not asking. Could be he was asking for advice on how to do the bris milah. Could be, by the way, also, he didn't know what to do. Right? The Das HaKeinim, we just read the question of the Das HaKeinim so far. But in the Das Kanan, when it talks about what the approaches are, one of the approaches is that Avram wasn't sure exactly which part of himself to circumcise. Hashem said, we're going to make a bris. He didn't tell him exactly what to do. So there's reason to believe that it's for the men, not for the women, so it's probably the part of the body that distinguishes men from women. But even there, he didn't. What exactly do I do? Which part do I cut off? How do I perform this surgical procedure? So maybe Mamre somehow gave, again, why Mamre had this great Eitza, I don't know. Yeah.
Also, we mentioned earlier that when that Avram might have been, was very, he was, you know, he was, had just said, he's partial that he was very, you know, he was, feels like he was offer by Ether.
Right.
Ether is also Matri Mamre. Oh. So he might have said, like, oh, you know, I feel equal to these people. I feel equal to Mamre, I should ask him for advice.
Interesting. Afar ve'efer. Efer's going to ask your mom. Interesting. Interesting. Think about that. Okay? Very interesting. So again, there's a lot of Sfarim bring this very creative idea about whether you should say Al Hamila or Lamul. Now, the truth is, in preparing the shir, I didn't even realize until just now, but if you go back, I just realized as we were reading it, if you go back to the Medrash in source number 5, yeah, if you actually read the Medrash, it kind of makes this part a little funnier, because three lines from the bottom of verse 5, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata nasata lo etza lamol, you gave him advice to circumcise. Right? But if you're telling me that the whole chiddush is that he said not lamol, he said al hamila,
right,
then okay, fine. Again, it's a cute part, but we're going to show you in Pnimius HaTorah, it's actually a very deep one. That's what I want to share with you today. Okay, because again, we know the halacha is, and it's a good opportunity for us to review a little Hilchos Mila in the process. We know that the halacha is that at a bris, I was at a bris last week, right, we make two brachos. The one who makes the bracha, the moel, says the bracha of al hamila. And then the avi haben, the father of the child, says lachniso bevriso shal Avraham avino. And then the crowd cries out, kashem shenichlas lebris, ken yichanis atar l'chopo l'masim toivim. Umay. Okay, so that's the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch in source 10. Hamol mevarich asher kedeshanam mitzvosim sivan al hamila. Va'aviha ben mevarich bein chatichas ha'arla l'priya. Right, after they've cut off the arla and they have not yet done priya. Priya is where they pull back on the skin to uncover the aver underneath. Asher ked, you say asher kedeshanam mitzvosim sivan al lachniso bevriso shal Avraham avino. But the question is the following. The Bach over there in Hilchos Mila, right? The Bach is the Bais Chadash on the side of the Tor. The Bach says, it's so interesting. Why do we have two brachos on Bris Mila? Very rarely we make two brachos on one mitzvah. Right? I'm not talking about the Shechiyanu that we make that accompanies that. Right? I'm talking about the actual mitzvah itself. How many mitzvahs do you make on your Lulav and Esrog? You got a lot of things going on there. Lulav and Esrog, Adas Maravos. How many mitzvahs do you make on, how many brachos do you make on a shofar? Birchas HaTorah, Chanukah, Havik Ner Chanukah, but then also Nisan Lavoseinu is maybe, you know, more together the Shechiyanu type of mitzvah.
But then you also
Shechiyanu. Yes, the Shechiyanu. But it's unusual, says the Bach, it's a little bit strange to me. Right? He says, I find this a little bit unusual. He writes where it's bolded. D'lo matzinu shtei brachos al mitzvah achas. It's rare that we find two brachos on one mitzvah. Now, tefillin is an interesting question on multiple levels.
And they're both brises.
Right? Yeah. Because tefillin, we have to figure out, first of all, is it one mitzvah or is it two mitzvahs? Tefillin shayad, tefillin shorosh.
Maybe it has to do with right. They're both brises with Hashem.
What do you mean?
Bris and tefillin are both.
Oh, they're both a bris. Okay. Okay. So the Bach writes in that second paragraph in source 11, Ulafi anias daiki. Lafi shematzinu shtei brachos al mitzvah achas l'ktsas gaonim. We do, so it's not a total outlier. We do sometimes find multiple brachos for a single mitzvah. Ukeminag Ashkenazim, Shemavachin Shtei Brachos Ala Tefillin. Vahu Shemavarech Lahaniach B'tchilas HaMitzvah. When you start the mitzvah, Tefillin Shal Yad, you say Lahaniach Tefillin. V'yichozeres Gam Al Shalosh. V'achar Kach Mavarech Al Mitzvah Tefillin B'gmar HaMitzvah. Interesting. It's not that you're making what? And this would have ramifications in terms of when you make the bracha. The way the Bach is suggesting is that you make the bracha of what? L'haniach tefillin, before you put on your tefillin, right? You're in position, you make l'haniach tefillin, you kaitin. Right? Then you put on your tefillin shorosh, and then in concluding the mitzvah, you say what? You say, al mitzvah tefillin. Again, that might depend on exactly what point I make Amitzos Tefillin. Is it my Tefillin in place and then I say Amitzos Tefillin? Usually that's not what we do, right? Usually we get them ready to be in place, we say the bracha, and then we adjust them and put them in their truly proper place. Okay, but we do sometimes find that you make more than one bracha. So to afkan mevarich al hamila kodem shemol b'tchilas hamitzvah. So al hamila is the bracha that you say before you even begin the ma'isa mitzvah, right? Over lasiyasan, like the Gemara Pesachim is talking about. You make the bracha and then you do the action. Va'achar kach mevarich lachniso b'gemar hamitzvah kodem hapriya. And then you make the bracha of lachniso before you put the finishing touches on the mitzvah, which is the priya. Right? And the purpose of that, kamosha kibel harash, v'hu legalos u'lohodiyah shezo hamila einena kamila sayishme'elim. Mila below priya. How do our cousins who circumcise? What do? They do priya. They don't do priya. They just do mila. They just remove the foreskin. Right. The mitzvah of priya is unique to the Jewish people. So the mila and the priya shows that what? That I'm doing a briso shel Avram Avinu. I'm not just doing a medical circumcision. I'm not doing an Islamic circumcision. I'm doing a Jewish circumcision in the ways of Avram Avinu. And therefore, he says this bracha of lachniso b'risal sha'av avinu is not even necessarily even on the ma'isa mitzvah. It's sort of a general declaration about my happiness of being part of this Jewish experience, which is why in halacha he discusses here that even if the father of the ben is not present, the sanda can make this bracha. Maybe someone else in the crowd can make this bracha as sort of a shliach based in, right? This is a bracha just acknowledging that we're doing a very Jewish thing right now. Okay? But again, initially he's bothered by the question, why are there two brachos when it comes to bris milah? So, Chevra, we have to ask ourselves a very simple question. Why do we have bris milah? What is the kavana of bris milah? What is the intention? What is a bris milah trying to accomplish? We have two very different approaches in the Rambam and the Ramban. Is the mitzvah of milah a positive or is it a negative? What do I mean by a positive or a negative? Of course, it's positive. I'm saying, is the mitzvah of milah more of a sur meira? Am I getting rid of something bad? Or am I entering into an aseh tov? The Rambam, for example, in the Mor Nevuchim, in source number 12, says, you know why we do bris milah? We do bris milah because sexual desire is a very, very powerful desire. And sometimes it can destroy a person. And therefore, we want to what? We take the part of our body that could be used in this way, and we try to what? We try to weaken it. As a way of saying, we want to weaken that taiva. The Rambam writes in the third chelik of Mor Nevuchim, in source number 12, V'chein hamila, etzli echad mitamim lema'et hamishka. We want to use it as an expression of what? Of limiting sexual intimacy. U'lahachlit ya'ir, to weaken that part of the body. Right? To take away some of the pleasure of that act. Kafiya yecholes, ad shiamad b'masa azeh. So what we're saying is, I want, and it's Arla. After all, it's Arla, right? It's Klipa, it's Arla, it's negativity. It needs to be removed. It needs to be taken out of my life. Again, so the Rambam focuses sort of on the dangers of sexual desire, and how bris milah is what? Is sur meira, is trying to get away from that, to try to lessen that pleasure, and to sort of declare, to kind of make a statement, that I want to be nizhar, I want to be guarded from this. Not to say that I'm not ever going to be engaged in this. Right? It's also the first mitzvah of the Torah, Pur Ravo. Right? It's a way of connection for husbands and wives. It has a place. Of course it has a place. It has a very holy place. But it also can be very, very dangerous, destructive, and perverted. And therefore, to push back against that perversion of it, the Jewish people say, we're not going to be the sexually immoral people of the world. We're going to take a stand against it. That's the Rambam. The Ramban focuses on the positive aspect of bris milah, which of course is what is getting close to Hashem. A bris, a covenant, a relationship with Hashem. Right? On the pasuk va'at as brisi tishmor, says the Ramban in source 13. He quotes from the Radak, who had a similar approach to the Rambam. Bitam hamila, shesam zikaron be'ivra hataiva. It's some type of, it's a warning, it's a reminder in that part of the body that is drawn after taiva. Rav hamahuma v'hachet. Something that, again, causes much trouble and sin. Leval yishtam shubo rak b'mitzvah uvamutar. Right? Some say that that's why we have a bris milah. I shouldn't use the bris milah except for a mitzvah, except for that which is mutar, and realize it can get me into a lot of trouble. But the Ramban says, I don't think That's too negative. That's not what a bris is about. So Ramban, that's, again, that's him quoting from the Radak. Ramban says, I'll tell you what I think it's about. Val derech ha-emes, what it's really about, tam hine brisi itach. It's about a bond. It's about a connection. Ketam v'hine anochi imach. It's Hashem wanting to be with us. Vayomer ki ayeh imach. Right? It's like we read in on the Haftorah on Shmini Atzeres. Yihi Hashem Elokeinu imanu from Malachim Aleph. Shlomo HaMelech gave a bracha to the people that Hashem should always be by our side. So what better way to acknowledge that Hashem is always with us and to mark our bodies in a way that can't be erased? Ki abrisi ya imo v'lachein yifra v'yirba, right? And through that connection we'll be fruitful and multiply, not only in terms of bringing children into the world, but we'll have the shmira and the protection and the relationship with Hashem. And the Ramban concludes where it's bolded, va'achar kach siva sheyishmor Avram ha'bris hazos. So how are we going to solidify all of those psukim that highlight the relationship that we have with Hashem? How do we do that? So Hashem says, tia mila la'os bris, that the mila should serve as the sign of our closeness. V'nei ha'os hazeh hu os k'shabbos. Just like Dov mentioned, it's an os like, mila is an os kind of like tefillin. Right? It's also an os like Shabbos. That's a very strong comparison. It's a very positive comparison. So the Rambam focuses on sort of the sur meira element of bris mila, and the Ramban focuses on the ase tov element of bris mila. Okay? So now, let's think about why we have two brachos when we perform bris mila. Let's see one more thing first. Says the Beis Halevi in last week's parsha. Right? Says the Beis Halevi, last week I'm saying, lech lecha last week, 2 weeks ago I guess at this point. Beis Halevi writes in Parshas Lech Lecha, source 14, V'hanira denucho lomar, dihine shnei bechinos heim bechitoch upriya. The two steps of a bris highlight the fact that there's a negativity that I'm cutting away, and there's an interconnection that I'm trying to reveal. That's what mila and priya represent. The chitoch, the cutting away of the arla, and the priya, and the peeling back of the skin to reveal the aver. The chitoch hu hasaras me'alav ha'arla. The chitoch, the cutting away, the first step of the bris is what? Is cutting away the negativity. I don't want to look like a regular person in the world. I want to remove that part of myself that's excessive, that is taiva based. I want that out of here, out of my life. Uvizeh moti atzma miklal hakutim, shenekro arelim. By doing so, I distance myself from these hakutim. It means the nations of the world. I distance myself from the umas olam, who are called arelim, right? Called an arel. An uncircumcised individual. Kikol agoyim arelim. An arel is sort of a negative and also a true way to refer to someone who's uncircumcised. Right? An uncircumcised heathen. Uvechitochu mavdil atzomehem. And therefore, through the cutting away of the arla, I'm already setting myself apart. I'm not part of that negative world. But I haven't yet, what? Attached myself to Hashem. Va'achar kach bo ha'priya. But it's the priya that makes me Jewish. And it's such an important yesod. It's not enough to not be as bad as the nations of the world to be a yid. To be a yid means to enter into a state of hiskashrus and kedushas yisrael. And it's the priya, which again is the symbol of kedushas yisrael. Okay? Yeah.
I was just going to continue on my idea.
That
all those two parts.
Yeah.
Shabbos also.
Right. Zachor v'shamar.
Exactly.
Right. So Shabbos also has the positive and the negative. Right? There's the Zachor, which is the positive aspects of Shabbos, and there's the Shamar. Right. So every bris, very interesting idea.
Tefillin is also, we have positive and negative.
Yeah, how?
When we say the paragraph before the tefillin, we have Al-Rish Kenegan Amoach and Al-Ayah Kenegan Ali. One of them is to connect, and one is to prevent.
To guard, right.
To guard, yeah.
Very interesting. So every bris, right, it makes a lot of sense. Every covenant, right, every bond is a commitment to, and it's a commitment not to. Right? A marriage is a commitment to that person. It's also a commitment not to every other person.
Right, because right? There's an exclusivity. In the bracha at a marriage, we say,
Right. That's right. It's what I can't do, and it's what I'm trying to do. It's the parts that I'm taking out of my life. Again, it doesn't mean...
I think necessary, not negative.
Negative in the sense that if I'm married to my wife, every other woman is negative.
I guess.
From that perspective, it's negative.
Yeah.
Right? Not in an objective sense. They're not bad people. But
right.
Once I've entered into an exclusive relationship, to the exclusion of all others, kedusha means exclusivity. Okay? So now we have a little bit more of an understanding why there are two brachos. So now, let's go back to what Mamre told Avraham. What did Mamre tell Avraham? He gave him advice, al hamila. Right? So could it be, however, is it possible that the two brachos of al hamila and lahachniso b'riso shal Avraham Avinu also sort of represent these two elements? That al hamila is what, based on what the Beis Halevi just told us, al hamila you say before you cut away the negative, and lahachniso b'riso shal Avraham Avinu is revealing the positive, is forging the bond, the hiskashrus and hiskashrus. Right? So therefore Avram had a following shayla. Avram wasn't sure, should I say al hamila? Not sure if I should say al hamila. And Mamre told him, you should say al hamila. Why did Avram think he shouldn't say al hamila? He's cutting away his foreskin. He's doing the act. But if the whole purpose of al hamila is sort of the Rambab's understanding of bris mila, which is what? Which is taking control of your negative urges. So Avram didn't have negative urges. The Gemara says in Bava Basra in Source 16, the Gemara says, I messed up a little. Let's do 16 first. Shlosha lo shalad ben Yetzirhara, Elohein, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Three people didn't have the Yetzirah, they conquered the Yetzirah. Avram is one of them. Avram now is 99 years old. Mistumbi doesn't have the Yetzirah. So Avram's not sure what brachot, right? Why does God want me to do a bismillah? Could it be that Hashem wants me to do a bismillah like the Ram understanding of bismillah? But I'm not shaykh for that. I don't have the anymore. The relationship I'm interested in. That's why the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, explains the Gemara in the Dharm in Source 15, which I skipped over. Amr of Yehuda Amar Rav. Listen to this. And it's so clear. It becomes so obvious, so evident. Bishah Sha'amru HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avram Avinu Hishalech Lefonai Beheyei Samim. When Hashem told Avram Avinu, I want you to get a bris milah, Achazatu Ra'ata. He was seized with trembling. Avram was very nervous. Why was he so nervous? Amar, Avram said, Shema Yeshbi Davar Maguna. Oy, maybe Hashem thinks I'm an out of control guy. That's why I need a bris milah to control my Yetzirah. Kevan Sha'amar Lo Ve'etna V'risi Beini Uveinecha. I want to make a bond, a treaty with you, between me and your children, between me and all future generations. Niskara Daito. Then Avram calmed down. So the Ksav Sofer says, why? What happened? What changed? Hashem told him to get a response. Oh, Hashem thinks I'm a terrible guy. Then Hashem says, no, I want to make a bond with you. Oh, okay, fine. What changed? Ksav Sofer says, it's this Yisod. At first he thought Hashem was saying, you need a Brismila to curb your taiva. But then when Hashem said, no, that's not for you. What's for you is just, I want to be close to you. I want to make a relationship with you. So then Avram, he calmed down. So now we understand. So Avram said, I'm not sure if I should make the bracha of al hamila. Because al hamila is the bracha, so to speak, that corresponds to the sur meira aspect of bismillah. Right? The ase tov aspect of lachniso bevriso shal Avraham Avinu, I guess that's a good bracha for Avraham Avinu. Right? I'll be the first one to say, lachniso bevriso shal Avraham Avinu. But to say al hamila, in a certain sense, he felt was perhaps not necessary. So now we have to go back, and we have to ask ourselves, but what did Mamre give him advice to do?
To say.
He should say Alamila. So why? Why did Mamre tell him, you should say Alamila, right? We just explained Al-Pisvar why he doesn't need Alamila, because he doesn't have Yitzhar in the Gemara, says in Baba Basri Yud Zayin. So why did Avram, in fact, say Alamila? Why did he need to say
Alamila? So what were the other friends' answers?
We'll circle back to the message in a second, but let's just... I stay where we are for a second, right? Yeah? Everyone understands the question at this point? Started off by saying that Hashem appeared to Avram and Elon and Mamre because he gave him advice a la Mila. And we read the Medrash distinguishing Aner and Eshkol from Mamre. We said, how could it be that Dasa Canaan, how could it be that Avram asked such a question? Of course he was going to do what Hashem told him to do. So we quoted from the Tamei Menagin, who says that he was asking about, should I say the bracha al hamila? So at first we thought that maybe that's a question of al versus le. But then we clarified and we said, no, maybe it's a question of why we say two brachos at all. Right? And we explained that the two brachos correspond to these two elements of Bris Milah, the Rambam and the Ramban. And we explained that Avram himself, and that corresponds to the Milah and the Priya, like the Beis HaLevi. And Avram himself was nervous. Oh, why is Hashem asking me to do a Bris Milah? Does that mean I'm a bad guy? I have taivas. Hashem says, no, I don't have taivas. Do the Bris Milah because I want to be close to you. But if that's true, then maybe I should only say the second bracha. Maybe I don't need the first bracha. Maybe Alam Milah is not relevant to me. And yet Mamre, his buddy, his good friend, told him you should say Alam Milah. So the question is why? The question is why? Yeah.
So if it was just him that Hashem was taking the brace with, so okay, fine. But it's not just him. It's him and all of his descendants. So even though it doesn't apply to him, he should still do all of the steps.
See the Sherebedov. Okay, you're mechavin to the Abderav and the Kedusha Slim. And the truth is, it's really hinted to in that Gemara in the Darm. I'm just realizing now also. Because when did Avram cool off, so to speak? When did he calm down? Right? Beni uvenecha. Right? Exactly. It's not only me and you, but it's me and you and future generations. Okay? So says the Ohev Yisrael, the after of. He says, right? When Avram did mitzvahs, you have to understand, Avram was an all-encompassing soul. Avram didn't act just for Avram. There's certain people. His name is Avram Avinu. We don't call him Avram. We call him Avram Avinu. Because he has a hashpa. He has a hashpa in us. Right? That's why it says in the Chaim Volozhner's commentary on Pirkei Avos, it says there were 10 generations in Pirkei Avos. It says there were 10 generations from Avraham to Noach. So they say it differently. There were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. And then what does the next Mishnah say? That Ba'asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. So why, when it talks about 10 generations from Noach to Avram, it just calls him plain old Avram. And when it talks about Nisyonos, it calls him Avram Avinu. So he explains, because when Avram Avinu was facing his Nisyonos, he was doing it on our behalf also. And we also walk in the footsteps. He was paving a way for each and every one of us. He's an all-encompassing Jewish soul. Which means that, yes, Avram doesn't have taivas, but I'll have the courage to admit it, Barabim, I do have taivas. And I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that all of us have taivas. So Hashem says to Avram Avinu, and Mamre's advice to Avram was, Avram, you never do things just for yourself. Avram, you don't need the brach of Al Hamila, but your descendants are going to need the brach of Al Hamila. Says the Ohev Yisrael, without saying that directly, but he says it sort of in Source 18. Right? The Pasuk says, why does Hashem love Avram so much? Actually, go back to Source 17 for a second. L'man Hashem Yitzava es bonav es beso achrav. Hashem loves about Avram that what? That he directs his children, he directs his family. Avram Avinu is a lot of things. I spoke about this in my drasha this past Shabbos. That Avram Avinu is a warrior, and Avram Avinu is an innkeeper, and Avram Avinu is a politician, and Avram Avinu is a kirev expert. Avram Avinu is a lot of things. But more than anything, the Torah says Avram's a dad. He's a family man. Right? He takes care of his family. That's a very important thing. That's the greatest. And that's his name, Avraham. His name is Avraham. And the whole drasha this past Shabbos was based on a Torah from Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. That's how. That if he's such a great dad, so why does he first, why does he nearly kill both of his, nearly kills Yishmael, sends him off into the desert, nearly kills Yitzhak. Right? He has a complicated relationship with his own dad. He left his own father's home. So why is he Avraham? How does he teach us about what it means to be a parent and a child? Okay, well, that's for another time. So it says the Ohev Yisrael, L'man Asher Yitzaveh, right? You know what I love about Avram, the Pasuk says? L'man Asher Yitzaveh. It doesn't just mean he commands. Well, anyone can command. I can tell people what to do. Yitzaveh is a lashon of tzav sovechibur. The word mitzvah, the Svarim HaKadoshim all say that mitzvah is a lashon of tzav sov, companionship, of connection, chibur. The Hainu, Shemechavin Basias Kol Mitzvah LeYachid Ulechaber Atzmo Es Banav Es Beso Acherav Atzof Kol Adoros. However, every time you do a mitzvah, you should think Avram Avinu was with you. I put on my tefillin this morning. Avram Avinu was holding my hand. I opened my siddur. Avram Avinu was davening with me. Right? We're learning Torah right now. Avram Avinu is sitting by our side, helping us to understand the concepts. Every mitzvah that we do is because Avram paved the way for us. He was Yitzave as a Banav Achav. He was connected to the future generations, such a chizuk. And that's what it means that Avram was looking out for us. Right? He writes in the last line, V'gam Asa Derech Selula Lizar. He paved the way for his children. That it should be easier for us. Avram made it easier for us to be here right now. The Messias Nefesh of Avram Avinu makes it easier for us. to come to a shir on a Sunday morning, knowing that a lot of people don't. Right? Kedushas Levi says a similar thing. V'nira perish ha'inyan kachu. It's verse 19. Yeshorash ha'davar da'akosu misapir tzidkosu shal Avram. V'inei kol ha'avdus shal Avram sha'asa va'ovar es Hashem ba'avu v'seichal gadol. Ha'kol ha'yama'at ve'inav. Everything Avram did was small in his own eyes. He didn't think he was so chashuv. V'lo ha'inach shavim lo neged tovas Hashem va'anisim shenas imo. He felt, Hashem, you do so much more for me than I do for you. Right? It's all very small in his eyes. And therefore, it wasn't enough. He felt there's nothing I don't do enough for Hashem. But believe Avram said, if I become the greatest version of myself, it's still not enough. So you know what Avram decided to do? Avram said, I guess I'm going to have to live bigger than myself. I guess I'm going to have to draw all of Klal Yisrael into my avoda. And then maybe I can say that I've begun to pay God back for his kindness. I can't do it on my own. Avraham Avinu, in his humility, said, "I need the chevra. Yeah, I need Dani and I need Avi and I need the chevra to come. I need Yosef Manis. I need the chevra to. I need Ezra. Yeah, I need not just one dove. I need two doves. And Moshe Tzvi. I need the chevra to help me to serve Hashem, to pay back Hashem. And he did things b'shem Kol Yisrael." Avram operated on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Dinei Kol Yisrael hayikulim b'machshavta uv'mocho shel Avram. We all existed within the mind of Avram, like we were learning the other day. Right? How before in Eish Kodesh, how before Hakadosh Baruch Hu was megala, you know, something in this world that exists within the mind. Right? Like the Tanya talks about at the beginning of the Tanya, that before a child is conceived, it exists in the mind of the father. Right? The zera, so to speak, created in the mind before it's able to leave the body and to create a child. Right? The child, the future generations are contained within the possibility, the potential of the father. Right? We are all within the mind of Avram. And therefore, and that's true, he says, V'zera Avram abam achrav kol dor v'dor ad ikvaz the Mashiach. Until today. Mamish, Avraham Avinu felt connected to us. V'im kein kisha'asa eiza mitzvah asim kol ha'kochos shalom. Part of Avram's strength for the Akedah came from us. We helped him the same way he helps us. V'im kol ha'anafim ha'asidim lispashim imenu. And all the branches that would eventually emerge from him. And in that way, again, Avraham Avinu paved the path for us. That's what it means. And therefore, Mamre says to Avram, you need to say al hamila, not for yourself, but for the future generations. Maybe Avram, yeah, you're on that short list in Maseches Bava Basra of people who didn't have Yetzirah. Right? But Moshe Tzvi Weinberg in 2021 has Yetzirah. So say Al Hamila for him. And Avram Avinu, being the loyal father that he was to us, Avram Avinu said the bracha for us. Okay? So this is the whole, again, explanation of that approach of the Tameyam and Hagim and those Svarim that say that Mamre's advice was to say the bracha of Al Hamila. Okay? However, let's circle back and let's learn something very different for the last couple of minutes. Very, very practical, very lemaisen of Avodas Hashem. Let's go back to the Das Sakanim, okay, because we didn't read his answer yet. We posed the question, how could it be that Avram asked advice from Amre? Let's read his answer in source 20. The Yesh Lomer, explain the Bali Atosvos on Chumash. The Yesh Lomer. Shechas v'shalom sheyishal eitza im yimul im lav. There's no question that Avram had no suffix. If God told him to do it, he was going to do it. Alim yasa b'tzina o b'farhesia. Should I let it be known, says the Das Sakanim, that I plan to give myself a bris milah? Should I publicize it or not? And Mamre nasan lo eitza la'asosa b'farhesia. Mamre said you should let it be known to the world. Why? Kedei sheyiru ha'olam, that the world should see that this is something meritorious. V'yimolu achrav, and people should want to be like Avram in this way. V'haynu dechsiv be'etzem hayom hazeh, nimol Avram b'tzumo shel yom. That's why the Torah says be'etzem hayom hazeh. He did it in public. He let it be known to the world that he was doing a bris milah. What was this suffix? Should I do it in public? Should I do it in private?
Maybe something would happen to him.
Well, that makes honor and eshkol sense. It makes so much more sense.
Yeah, that what?
Specifically eshkol.
That what?
If he does it with Parnassi, he only has 1 minute.
Right, your enemies are going to come after you.
Right. So Eshkol isn't saying, oh, don't do the bris milah. Like, really, does
but
he
what
really...
Was the, what is the suffix of Tzinah versus Parnassi?
Well, Parnassi is dangerous.
Fine, tell me more.
What if you don't live? Everything you
right,
do.
Right.
And all of the people that he
right,
killed.
Right, right. They're going to say, God killed Abraham. Right. God killed our Rebbe, our friend. Right. The best hotel in town. Yeah. Yeah. What else? What else? Rav Moshe Feinstein in Source 21 says something beautiful. Rav Moshe says, you have to think about this for a second. And it's such a yesod. It's such a yesod. Sometimes when you're trying to inspire someone else, you want to fit in. You want to pretend that you're more relatable, you know? So you try to lower yourself to the kind of to the person, to meet the person where they are. And there's a truth to that. But you can't compromise your Torah values because of that. Right? If you're talking to a high school kid and you want to pretend you're more into sports than you are, so that you can have a, you know, a common ground in terms of conversation, right? Okay. Right? And that's because that's what that's, you know. So sometimes, you know, the Rebbe will pretend he knows about baseball to try to, like, the Talmidim think he's cool, you know? But you have to be careful with that. It's very dangerous because at a certain point, the goal is to lift the person up, not to bring yourself down. Right? Again, it's a delicate sugya. It's a tzaddikim who, you know, who sometimes went into unusual places. You know, one of them is Baruch Hashem, alive in the world, having a tremendous hashpah in the world today. The famous disco rabbi, Rav Grossman. Yeah, chassidish a young man sent by his Rebbe to mamish, to, you know, to go to where the chaver was. Not so posh all the time to go where the chaver is. How do you know you're not going to get dragged down?
He was known as the disco rabbi?
He's known as the disco rabbi, sure. And he built, look what he built, you know. Migdal Or, Migdal Ha'emek. He saved people, he saved people's lives. So sometimes, you know, when you're trying to save someone's life, you have to do what looks like a compromise, but it's a delicate issue, right? The Gemara in Sota, a person sees a woman drowning in the water, and he says, I don't touch women, and she drowns, so you're a murderer, right? So sometimes you have to, you know, do something that looks like a compromise in halacha for a greater cause. But it's a very delicate issue, obviously. Very delicate. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Source 21. Right, he quotes Rashi. Rashi says that Mamre gave him advice. Nira, Dishelas Avraham Mamre Bidvar Hamila Hayim Lasas Bifarhesya Obitzina. Rav Moshe takes this approach and says, again, the question is, should he do it publicly or should he do it privately? Mishum shekedei lahashpia ala olam, hayoyosa roi lasos betzina. Because once Avram starts to look different, he becomes unrelatable. Keep it quiet. Don't tell anyone. Don't let everyone know. They're going to think you're too different. They're going to think you're strange. Then people aren't going to connect to you the same way. And Mamre says, again, it's a little shy that Avram would ask such a question. But Mamre says, no. Don't be embarrassed to be a Jew. Don't hide the fact that you're special because you're not embarrassed of Bris Milah. You're special because of Bris Milah. Ki ein lanu lischakim al mitzvos Hashem Yisbarach. Moshe Feinstein says, don't be smarter than God. Don't compromise. Don't tuck your tzitzis in because it makes you look more like the person who you're talking to. No, dress the way you dress. Be proud the way you talk. Talk the way you talk. V'lo la'asos mal pi ta'amim shechoshvim. Even if there's a certain truth to what you're saying, but don't make cheshbonos. God told you to get a bris milah. And let it be known. Don't hide that. Don't hide your religiosity. And you'll have a greater hashpa. By being true to yourself, the Moshe says you'll have an even greater hashpa. It's a very important point. Really, really important point. And again, to, like Yosef Manas said, to make Avram human, to think that he was questioning this is itself a very powerful idea. Okay? But last but not least, the Sfas Emes. Unbelievable Sfas Emes. And more than anything, this is what I want to share with you today. Again, we learned a lot of Gevaldik Torah today. Amazing Torah. But this is so, so, so important. It doesn't address the question of why Avram would ask Mamre per se, but let's try to understand why Mamre is so chashiv. Why Mamre should be so precious in our minds. Okay? So he starts off asking the question. Svasemis says, "V'lama nichtav zeh? Why do you need to write this at all?" This is from Svasemis from the year Tafresh Lamed Dalet, 1874. "Lama nichtav zeh? Why does it have to be written? Umash shevach la mamre? What was the great praise of Mamre that he gave him this advice. Ki ma ichbas le. What difference does it make to Mamre? Who cares? Yeah, do it. Don't know. Right? Doesn't hurt me. You got a bris milah. But says this Hasemis, but it does hurt Mamre. And now we'll understand why Aner and Eshkol were not running so quickly to give Avram the advice. Imagine the following scenario. Your best friend comes to you and says, good news, I got this amazing job. Right? This is your best friend. You grew up together. You went to school together. You went to yeshiva together. Yeah, you were roommates. You spent summers together. You even started a business together. Right? You've been chavrusas. You've been like together forever. All of a sudden, your friend, who's your chavrusa, your business partner, your best friend, you know, all of a sudden said, I got this job off on the other side of the country. For my personal growth, it's a great opportunity. I got a job offer in Eretz Yisrael. I always wanted to make Aliyah. I never thought I could afford to do it. I got an amazing offer. What do you think? Should I take it? Now, your friend, Gaya Bedomer, is thinking, I lose my chavrusa. I lose my business partner. I lose my best friend. I have so many reasons to want to not give you honest advice. But a strong and courageous and honest person, an emistic person, says, my friend wants advice. I have to do what's right for my friend. I have to give him the advice that's right for him. So listen to these words, they're beautiful. Sasema says, and Mamre understood in the second line, the last source. Achvada hevinu, kial yedei hamila. Mamre understood, and so did Aner and Eshkol, by the way, and that's why they said, Avram, don't do it. These are Avram's closest friends, whatever that means. And Avram now has an opportunity to enter into what? An exclusive relationship with the Borei Olam. And where does that leave Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre? On the sideline. So Aner says, don't do it. He gives him a svar. Oh yeah, don't, it's dangerous. Right? Eshkol says, don't do it. You make yourself vulnerable to your enemies. Mamre says, if this is what God wants to do with you, who am I to get in the way? Even though that means I'm going to be pushed out. I know that you're going to move ahead with your career, and I'm going to be left behind. Mamre understood that this krisas bris, lios miyuchad, hu v'zara la'ashem yisbarach, lios nivdo mikola umos, Avram's going to run off with God and never look back. The Jewish people are going to be categorically different. Avram is about to become something that I can't even associate with anymore. I'm not going to be able to eat at the same table anymore. Right? I'm not going to be able to... It's just... Everything is going to change. V'lizos lo hiskimu aner v'eshkol. For that very reason, Aner and Eshkol said, I can't do it. You can't do it, Avram. It's a bad idea. Aval mam rehem. Look at these words. It was bolded. Mamre understood that sometimes it has to be this way. This is Ratzon Hashem. V'she'eino kedai lizdamos a love, that it's not proper anymore for me and Avram to be contemporaries. It's time for Avram to go ahead. I can't compare myself to him anymore. Iskim imo afshi yoda shi yisrachik al yedeza. It's a sad story, no? He understood that this is the right advice for you, even though it's going to cause a... It's going to cut me out. It's going to leave me behind. B'chever, what's the punchline? It's a beautiful punchline. Vayera elav Hashem, Elon Emamri. By having the Mesiras Nefesh to what? To give us the advice at cost to himself, says this Vasemes, Val yedda dafka zocha liskarev, by doing something that was courageous, it's selfless as opposed to selfish. By cutting himself out of the relationship, Yidafka what? Yidafka was zocha to stay in the relationship. And Aner and Esh got out. And Mamre, who did the honest thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram, first business meeting where? Now that they've created a new relationship. Where do they gather? Mamish in Mamre's backyard. What a beautiful var. The thing that was to create the distancing actually kept him close. Because he had the courage to say something. Such, again, more than all the interesting, you know, cute vartlach that we learned today, and all the halachos that we chazed along the way in Hilchos Milah. But this punchline is such a big yisod. When your friend asks you advice, and it's hard to give honest advice because, you know, Gaya Bedar, do you have the courage and the honesty to do what's right for him, not what's right for yourself? And the yisod is that when a person does the right thing because it's the right thing, you never lose. Who always repays the person. Okay, so we should be zocha to have the honesty. Mamre, the hilg mamre. Okay, shkai chaver. Closing questions, comments, thoughts. Let's go, Alex Sassemis.